I have this overwhelming sense that I've been sort of carrying around with me the last week or two, and not surprisingly, that we have failed our children in a big way, and we have failed their future. That we have allowed a world to become more about safety and money and achievement than about relationships. I'm sad about that. And I fear that if we don't talk about it, we will let it go and then nothing will change. I don't know that we have created this world with these priorities for bad reasons. I suspect we have believed that safety and money and achievement were important and would somehow, like the Buddhist family that Amanda reminded us of last week, protect all of us and protect them from harm. We don't want to be at risk. We don't want our loved ones to be at risk or hurt. But they do hurt, and we do hurt. I was thinking in all this ruminating that there's little failure and then there's big failure, right? There's losing a basketball game and there's letting go of our planet. We read a lot about little failure, about personal failure. It's sort of what I was talking about earlier when we stumble and behave thoughtlessly. Although what feels like a little failure to one can no doubt feel like big failure to another if you're on the receiving end. So maybe there's not really such a big difference. I kept reading about how much we have to learn from failure. J.K. Rowling has this whole thing about what failure teaches us, which Dave Ware reminded me of her speech a couple weeks ago. And I remembered that I was actually there when she delivered the address to the 2008 graduating class at Harvard. It was the year I received my master's degree. And Dan and I had gone to the speech in the afternoon behind Memorial Chapel, looking for seats, and we found this area that looked pretty open, and we thought, well, wow, it's just about to start, and this is right up front. Maybe we'll just sit here. So we grabbed a couple seats. Two men we were sitting next to knew all the words to all the songs, and I thought, wow, they must have been around here for a long time. Turns out we were in the 50th anniversary class seating. It was great. I realized my mistake, my failure, and the man next to me said, oh, no, sweetie, you're right where you should be. Okay. So I heard J.K. Rowling up close and personal. So she mentions five things that we gain from failure. The first, experience, a deeper understanding for life. The second, knowledge, firsthand and invaluable. The third, she says, resilience. The more we fail, the more resilient we become. The fourth, growth. And I wondered, can't we grow with success? The fifth, value. It takes value to succeed, she says, and we learn the value when we fail. She mentions, actually, that there is joy in failure, although sometimes a little hard to see. So five things that J.K. Rowling says we gain from failure: experience, knowledge, resilience, growth, and value. She reminds us, it is impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you have failed by default. So I think her bigger point is, and my point is certainly, that we need to consider what we do with the failure once it has happened. How do we avoid its happening again? Which might be really helpful if we actually took the time to reflect on it and act differently the next time around. We do it in sports, of course. We might do it in our relationships, too, when we're paying attention. But let's think just a moment about those tragic shootings last week in Florida. They have happened before, numerous times, and we haven't changed our behaviors as a result, and that is a big failure, one that overwhelms us such that we hardly know what to do. So it isn't much fun, is it? It's hard to find joy in chronicling our shortcomings, sitting with the knowledge of how we have made the wrong choices, perhaps as a culture, as a country, how we have set the wrong priorities and allowed ourselves to be at the least casual about them and at worst inattentive to them. We have failed. We have all failed each other in varieties of ways, in our ageism, in our sexism, in our homophobia, in our chronic systems of racism and supremacy. We have all failed our planet. We have failed other species and the living things that we share with this earth. It is so hard not to be overwhelmed with the amount of it. And while we know it's not a good place to stay forever, because there's nothing especially productive about sitting in it in the long run, I do think we need to sit with our failures for at least a little bit of time. We need to sit in the uncomfortable, I put the sticky on the wrong side of the plastic here, uncomfortable place, the hollow pit in your stomach place, the heartbroken place. We need to not rush out of there or turn away from there too quickly. It's only there that we really feel the power of our potential, the power of our ability to impact everything around us. We have enormous power. Heartbreak, we hope, is something we can avoid. Or it may be the very essence of being human. So that when we see and feel and acknowledge the damage that we can do, we might just begin to recognize how much we can do better. We might see the glimmer of potential that we have to address our failures. Unless we see the depth of them, we cannot measure the need for improvement or our capacity to do better. Sharon Salzberg is a Buddhist practitioner and author. Many years ago, she mentioned, as my publisher and I were searching for a cover for an early book of mine, they sent me a depiction of a Van Gogh print. Much of the space was taken up by a big yellow sky. And down in one corner, there were a few crumbled, repeated huts. I thought it a scene of utter devastation and said to a friend, "This looks like it should be the cover of The Grapes of Wrath or something like that." And my friend replied, "This looks like a world that could use some love." Truthfully, I thought after seeing that, doesn't it always? Can we even imagine a time when the world could not use some love? When each of us could not use some more love? Failure feels like that stark sky, that broad swath of yellow measured against a few tiny shelters, and we realize just how much love this world needs. There is nothing like failure to remind us how much we need it and how much it needs our broken hearts yearning for wholeness. There is an inclination, I think, when we experience failure, the giving or the receiving of it, to want to turn in, to protect ourselves, to shield ourselves from more discomfort or embarrassment or harm. We need to reframe that reaction. We need to recognize that moment as the time to turn forward, the time to turn outward, to turn to others whose hearts are also broken. We can't allow failure or whatever size to isolate us. The only way to do better is to do it together, to share with the one or the many you have failed your willingness to make amends. If failure teaches us anything, let us teach it that. I turn again to my colleague's words from this morning. And yet you persist, she says, though you have been warned and given plenty of explanations, reasons to do otherwise, you have persisted to claim a life of joy and justice, to carve out this time, this space for renewal of your own heart, despite all the reasons, the resistance fighting for your attention, luring you towards fear. You persist to practice gratitude for this day, this life. This life that has been given this chance to begin again. And so let us gather that we might offer one another courage, strength, healing, hope, and this promise to persist in kindness, persevere in compassion, and prevail in a life that is for more than ourselves. We have failed, my friends. Now let's gather up our open and broken hearts and face the world and do better together. So may it be.